It was very exciting at Emmanuel Synagogue last week. They had what they're calling a commitment ceremony, but it was a same-sex marriage ceremony. Dr. Karen Phelps and Jackie Stricker Phelps were first married 20 years ago in front of a rabbi in a Park Avenue apartment in New York. They then returned to America, to New York, 7 years ago for civil marriage when it became legal. And now that marriage, same-sex marriage is legal in Australia, they stood under a chuppah, surrounded by family and friends at the Emmanuel Synagogue and had a service last week. It was an amazing service. Jackie Stricker Phelps told me this week how when she was a little girl, she always imagined getting married under a chuppah with her rabbi, surrounded by friends. And when she realized that she was gay, she also came to the realization that that dream might never become a reality, something that thankfully is no longer the case. And so this week, it's quite exciting, I think, that, you know, young Jewish people around Australia no longer face the same dilemma that Jackie faced. And it was a very exciting ceremony. It's on the front page of our paper this week because we think it's a momentous occasion.
Yeah, it's a beautiful photo on the front page of the Australian Jewish News this week. I really like the photo.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes. We're talking to Josh Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Josh, Dr. Henry Briggs passed away last week.
Yeah, a very sad story. It actually came to us during the week, this story about Henry Briggs. At the time it came on our desk, he was actually alive. And then late in the week, unfortunately, he passed away. He's a Holocaust survivor, a Zionist, and a community patron, and he passed away on Wednesday morning. He actually only launched his book at the Sydney Jewish Museum in late December last year. He was full of life. He recently attended the birth of his first great-grandchild, but he was subsequently diagnosed with aggressive pancreatic cancer, and sadly on Wednesday he lost his life.
Well, he was one of the most well-known and loved Jewish leader in the Sydney Jewish community, Henry Briggs. So this is really sad news. We're talking to Josh Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. And Josh, we'll move to just a happier news. The Australian Jewish News reports this week on a historic bar mitzvah.
It's not often we get to report on historic bar mitzvahs these days, but Townsville in Queensland hosted what we believe is his first bar mitzvah. Very exciting. Rabbi Ari Rubin oversaw the ceremony, and the young man Barnabas Sarmiyai, I'm sure I pronounced that incorrectly, but he celebrated his bar mitzvah in Townsville, and it was just an amazing occasion, a really amazing occasion. He studied for 2 months, the young man, under Rabbi Rubin from Chabad of Rarai, North Queensland. And they were able to pull together a minyan. Just an amazing, amazing moment.
It is amazing because I didn't think that there were any Jewish people in Townsville, in Queensland, Northern Queensland.
Neither did I.
And here I hear about the bar mitzvah in Townsville. So this is quite amazing.
Unbelievable. I never would have guessed. That's the truth. I mean, you could list 100 cities in Australia that could have Jews in Townsville, probably wouldn't be there. It's very exciting.
It is. And there is a new kosher restaurant in Sydney.
Yeah, Lafa Bar from Melbourne is coming to Sydney. It's going to be a fascinating opening because they currently don't have a heksha. They could get a heksha from the kosher authority or community kosher. Although the owners of Lafa Bar want to continue using the same meat they use in their Melbourne eatery. And to do that, it's unlikely that the kosher authority in Sydney would give them a heksha because that's the meat they don't supervise. So at the moment, the Lafa Bar owner is currently trying to organise a deal between Community Kosher in Sydney and Kosher Australia in Melbourne, which would, A, deal a great blow to kosher authority because they're in a long-standing war with Community Kosher, and B, it would be the first time that Kosher Australia have ever had a fully-fledged restaurant in Sydney, which would cross a interstate divide that's been there for a very long time. So Lafa Bar, which hopes to open in Hall Street and replace Glick's, which is currently located there, could be the turning point in the Communist Kosher Wars.
Yeah, it seems that it's well beyond just a new kosher restaurant, the opening of Laffa Bar, because he wants to bring meat from Melbourne, kosher meat from Melbourne. And I know that over the years, the kosher caterers in Sydney were not permitted to bring kosher meat from Melbourne.
That's right. So it really could be one of those defining moments. Look, I think that everyone hopes there'll be kosher peace. I mean, in Melbourne, there's three kosher organizations. In Sydney, there's two. It's unlikely there's ever going to be just one in Australia. But this could be the first step towards that, if Kosher Australia in Melbourne offer a heksher to a kosher venue in Sydney. Now, the truth is, considering the fact they give them a heksher in Melbourne, there's absolutely no reason they shouldn't do this. Unfortunately, politics may get in the way, but there's no logical reason why they would say no to this. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Josh, there is massive increase from the New South Wales government to Jewish organizations and synagogues.
So for a long time, the community institutions in Sydney have been receiving money from New South Wales government as part of its community building partnership program. This year, however, or last year, I should say, the New South Wales Jewish Board deputies made a concerted effort to try and help organizations apply for money, to try and get more money, and they've had an unbelievable success. So prior to 2017, the community received on average $80,000 or $90,000 per year from the government, and this year we've received more than $350,000. And that includes places like Southern Sydney Synagogue, which have received a grant to paint the external and internal of the building, which is really exciting, and Jewish House, who's only able to help the homeless and those in need, thanks to government money such as this.
This is great. Is it for security or for general operation?
It's general operations. It's designed to help build the community. So obviously we get a large chunk of security funding every year, but this is more for general day-to-day things. You know, the Southern Sydney Synagogue is a very small congregation in Alawa. They just don't have $20,000 to paint. But I spoke to the president, George Foster, and he said that they had put aside some money, but then there were leaks, and they had to repair the leaks, obviously. So the concern is, obviously, how do small institutions and organizations raise enough money from a small number of constituents to be able to do a major project? And in this instance, the answer is the government has helped them out through this program.
Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.